Previously on Left Behind.
Op Eagle, this is McCullum speaking for Ray Steele. We are now go for choppers into the nest.
So whoever it was, they were dead before they went over the side.
Affirmative.
When will we be transported to Petra? Everyone wants very much to know.
I don't know the answer to that.
It's them or us getting shot, and I'll promise you guys something. It's gonna be them.
You switched radio channels when you reached Petra. Mac radios in the all clear and says nothing, and we had radio silence on the return trip. You think I'm stupid?
Based on Desecration, the ninth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 104 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
At an ocean of believers. I saw marks popping up all over the place as soon as they finished praying.
It is a miracle. Unfortunately, there are many who are leaving despair. I wish it were not so. Then again, look at those who have been saved. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
So, Mac, you do remember how to work one of these things, right?
Yeah, I just pull back on this big steering wheel and it goes up in the air, right?
Exactly. So where is your chopper?
George assigned it to one of the backup pilots, some kid from Columbia. He used to fly for the government down there. Listen up, if I can have your attention for a second. Those of you that know English, if you'd be so kind as to translate this into Hebrew for me. We're headed towards Petra. We're going to get there as fast and as safely as we can. And notice I didn't say anything about smoothly, so everybody just hang on, all right? Thanks.
How quickly the world is changing for all those folks, huh?
Thankfully, for the better.
Yeah. Hannah, you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, almost 9 o'clock. Let's see what we can find out.
The aircraft bound over Israeli airspace runs the risk of immediate destruction. The potentate himself has decreed martial law and has instituted a curfew on civilian vehicular traffic in Israel as well. Violators are subject to arrest.
Guess that means we should take the back roads?
Not a chance. Got places to go and people to see. Quickest route is right through the heart of the GC.
Silly me. What was I thinking?
Captain! Captain! Sorry to wake you. We're just touching down in Masada.
What? What is it?
We've completed transport of most of the believers. Your son-in-law has requested a ride for himself and Dr. Rosenzweig to Petra.
I asked if I could take them.
I see him, Captain. They're standing 100 yards out starboard side.
I see him. Who's that with them?
Dr. Rosenzweig and Mr. Williams.
No, the other one. The behind them.
I see two passengers, sir.
Yeah. Right. Buck! Over here!
Ray! Ray! Oh, man, is it good to see you.
Same here.
Hey, are you all right?
Got a little too close to a 50. Messed up my hearing.
Oops.
Dr. Rosenzweig, they tell me you were wonderful tonight.
God was wonderful tonight.
Amen to that. And who's this with you?
Sorry?
Your friend. Introduce your friend.
You lost me there, Ray. There's nobody...
I'm Ray Steele, and you are...
I am Michael. I am here to heal you.
You're going to have to repeat that for me.
Lean forward.
Ray, are you okay?
Did you say you were...
Thank you.
Buck's out cold. You must be exhausted too, Doctor.
Captain, I confess I am famished. It is as if I have been fueled by the energy of the angels to whom God gave charge over me.
So, did you see them, the angels?
Me? No. But, you know, Miss Durham saw Michael, the archangel.
Yeah, Michael. So I heard. Abdullah, you load any food in here?
Yes, I did bring some food.
Smitty, back it down. I can hear you just fine.
Really?
Yeah. I'm all right now. I'm healed.
Oh, all right. I have pita bread in an insulated box along with sauce for dipping. Should still be warm.
That sounds like milk and honey to me.
We'll take it.
It's under your seat.
Looks good, Doctor.
Thank you.
Whoa. What's that smell?
Dinner. You want some?
Yeah, pass it over.
Lord, you know we are grateful.
Amen.
Captain, starboard side, 2 o'clock.
What are we looking at?
Our ground ops appear to be attracting some attention.
Looks like the GC are chasing as many vehicles as they can.
Captain Steele, could we remain in this area and monitor the activity for a moment?
How are we doing on fuel?
Several hours worth.
Okay. Find a friendly altitude, we'll hover here.
If there is such a thing as a friendly altitude, I don't think this is it.
Why is that?
We got company pulling up on our six.
What does that mean?
It means somebody's behind us.
Civilian chopper, GC Air Command.
Permission to answer that, Captain.
What you got in mind?
Well, I just think I should be courteous, don't you?
All right. But don't antagonize him.
GC Air Command, Huey 22 Romeo.
22 Romeo, you are violating curfew established by Potente Carpathia himself.
I don't recognize the authority.
Repeat, Carpathia, His Excellency himself.
Copy, GC. Repeat. I recognize the name, not the authority.
That'll calm him down.
22 Romeo, by authority of the global community and its risen potentate and lord, Nikolai Carpathia, you are commanded to land immediately and surrender yourself, your passengers, your cargo, and your aircraft.
Roger. Copy that, GC. Unfortunately, we're on a mission from the real Risen Lord, and we have both human and edible cargo we don't wish to surrender.
Repeat?
The part about the people or the pita bread?
D4122, Romeo. We are fully armed and prepared to destroy your aircraft if you do not comply immediately.
GC Air Command, we are currently eating and tragically find ourselves short of air sick bags. If we have to use evasive maneuvers, things could get messy in here.
This is your final warning.
Roger that.
Hey, George?
Yeah,
it's a good thing you didn't antagonize them.
Backing away. I think they're gonna fire on us.
Air-to-air radar just went hot. They've got a lock on us.
Oh, great.
We belong to God. His will be done.
Well, I haven't had this much fun since my pet snake found my sister's room. Look at him scattered. The GC can't stop any of us.
I don't like this, Mac.
Relax, Leah. See any of ours who are not making it?
No, but what if they start shooting?
I'd just drive faster, I guess. Outrun the bullets.
Uh-huh.
Mr. McCollum?
I really gotta insist you call me Mac.
All right, Mac. Why are we going to Petra?
Why?
It's not a bad question, Mac. I mean, apparently there's no need for medical personnel there, and neither of us is an Israeli.
Well, for starters, we're taking these people to their new homes. Beyond that, Chloe's got shipments of building materials and such that will need to be processed, and maybe we can help coordinate that while we're getting the last of the refugees delivered. That's all going to take time.
Okay.
That a problem?
No, it's just that being at Petra won't be easy.
Okay, you're absolutely right. Hannah, you want to do me a favor and swap seats with Leah here so we can talk for a second?
I'm really not in the mood to talk.
Okay, then I do need you to do me a favor and listen.
They're just hovering back there, watching us.
If they do fire, they want at least some separation from the explosion.
Then should we fly toward them?
Puts us in the offensive position, provokes their fire.
Everybody buckled in?
I don't know what good a harness is gonna do.
George, second chopper, 1 o'clock.
I got him.
Looks like he wants to box us in.
Where's the guy on my tail?
Straight back. Where are you going?
I want to be right between them.
Why?
Just a thought. The rockets are lit.
Oh, they're firing!
Incoming! Grab position!
Hang on, hang on!
How's everybody doing here?
That was...
George, we good?
Yeah, Cap. The bird's fine.
Those two missiles came right through the cab.
I felt the heat.
Yeah, well, I did too.
And out the front windshield, taking out the GC chopper ahead of us.
Our friend behind us is bugging out.
But how? How did it...
Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Be of good cheer. Do not be afraid.
You all see him this time, right?
Michael.
I'm not seeing things, right? Right?
Oh, he's gone.
Yes. Yes, we saw him. Praise God. Praise God!
Well, it's just about the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Captain, do we keep testing our luck, or do we hightail it to Petra?
Hold your position for a few more minutes, and... If you think that was luck...
Just an expression, Cap. Trust me.
We've got company, Mac.
I see.
You're not gonna stop, are you?
It'll take more than that to stop us now. Besides, it's not them I want to talk to. So, Anna, lost a loved one today.
Of course. Didn't you?
Yeah. I sure did, and it's not easy.
No, it's not.
I don't know what I think is the best way through this. You gotta get back in the game.
I've lost someone I care about. You want me to just ignore that?
I'm not telling you to ignore it. I'm telling you to remember we're in a war. Loss is inevitable. But it's also temporary, something the other side can't say.
That doesn't help me right now.
All right, listen. I'm not saying this is a walk in the park, but did you see David fold up and hibernate when he lost his fiancée? I'm not discounting the pain, and I'm not saying you don't have a reason for staying away from Petra. But David gave everything for this effort, and the best way to honor him is to do likewise.
I didn't get to say goodbye.
Yeah. Sorry about that, kiddo. We're all gonna need some grieving time, and we won't likely get it until we head back to the States. Meanwhile, we need you.
Yeah.
Not sure what we'll have for you and Leah to do inside Petra, and the whole situation's kind of fluid right now.
Mac.
Who knows what kind of walking wounded we might have showing up.
Mac, you better pull over. That guard is sitting out the window and he's pointing a machine gun at us.
Oh, boy. Hang on.
Right.
If there's anything that would be a clue to your whereabouts, get rid of it.
The clock. It will tell what time zone we're in.
Yeah, I see it.
Here, let me take that down.
Actually, hang on.
What is it?
Why not just change that clock to Carpathian time and let people wonder where you are?
Interesting. Won't they see it as an obvious trick?
They might if we make it prominent. Move it a little further left, and we'll make sure it's out of focus.
All right. There.
How much time do you need, Doctor?
This message will be short, Chang. Just enough to encourage the believers before you transmit Chaim's salvation message audio.
Sounds good. I'm trying to keep an ear on my Phoenix bug so I know where all the players are. I'll be back with you in 2 seconds.
Ray, the GC are trying to shoot out our tires. Can I get a green light to shoot back?
Negative, Mac. Just elude. Let God work.
You sure he can't work through your 9mm?
You still have that?
Yeah, keep it warm for you.
Just don't stop your vehicle.
Even with a flat?
Call back if they flatten your tire.
Got it. All right, hang on, everybody. Sorry, folks. Should have given you a little warning.
What are we doing, Mac?
Can't use a gun. Let's try a bumper. Pull a little Yui here and see how these folks like being the ones that are chased. Hang on!
They said they will not destroy the rebel airstrip. It appears we will use it for our own purposes. The troops will take out the buildings and clear it of the enemy, of course. But then they will fly in ground forces who will move on Petra. They said that will provide them with a staging area for...
Shh! They are coming.
Mr. Akbar, sir.
This will be a small gathering. Just the Potentate, Reverend Fortunato, Mr. Moon, Miss Ivins, and myself.
Thank you, sir.
You know what everybody likes. Have it out and available.
Water for you and Mr. Moon, juice for Mr. Fortunato, and...
Reverend Fortunato.
Oh, yes, sir. Humble apologies.
I don't care, but you don't want to make that mistake in front of His Excellency, hmm?
Or the Most High Reverend Father, huh?
Make yourself scarce once everything is in place.
Doctor?
Yes?
You ready?
I am. How do I look?
Pretty scared.
I do not wish to look scared.
Can't help you there.
Say when.
All right. You're on in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
Greetings. It is a privilege for me to address the world through the miracle of technology. But as I am an unwelcome guest here, forgive me for being brief, and please lend me your attention.
3.5 years we have endured endless suffering and disasters, and the response...
Commander Moon, turn up the sound. Who is that?
No, who that is, Excellency? That's Ben Judah, the heretic.
So I see. And from where did he happen to acquire a television network?
That is GCCNN, Potentate.
Well, get him off there, Walter!
Yes, Potentate.
I mean, get him off the air, you imbecile! Call who you have to call. Do what you have to do. After overcoming the plague, we will look like buffoons allowing the enemy in our own network.
Yes. This is Walter Moon. I want Robert Benjamin now. Robert, the GCCNN feed. Pull the plug. No excuses. Do it now.
Give me that phone. Cut the feed. Cut the signal. Gah! Turn it on. Let me see.
I'm sure they've at least gone to black.
Turn it on!
Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the true risen Lord. He is the source.
He's still there. Turn the sound off! What is it with you people? Suhail, come here now.
Excellency.
No restrictions on curfew enforcement. Shoot the kill at the Mount of Olives, at Masada.
Those locations have been cleared.
Do not interrupt me, Suhail. Every civilian plane destroyed.
We have suffered casualties on the ground from crashing planes.
Do you hear me? Do you understand what I am saying? Do I need to have you executed the way I will execute Mr. Moon if Ben Judah is not off the air when again I look at that screen?
I'm trying. What more can I do, Excellency?
You can die!
No.
Suhail, a weapon!
Please, sir.
No! Suhail!
Excellency, please!
Hold out your other hand, Walter. The foot, hmm? The other foot. The knee. Is Ben Judah still on the screen? Oh, why, yes, he is. Still there. Oh, look, Walter, he's still there. Walter, you have many times stated your devotion to me. I can only assume, then, that the appearance of Ben Judah on our network must certainly be causing you as much discomfort as it is to me. Therefore, I'm going to do you a favor.
You're doing the right thing, Nikolai. You should kill them all and start over.
Thank you.
I worship you, risen master.
Shut up, Leon. Suhail, put a fresh clip in this.
I bow in respectful silence to your glory. Yeah. Oh, for the privilege of kissing your ring.
Now, give it to me.
As you wish, Excellency. But I will execute anyone you wish. I have always carried out your directives.
Then do what I say.
Anything, Potentate.
I want dead insurrectionists. Run them down. Fire rockets into their vehicles. Blow their heads off.
As for Petra, wait. Wait until we know for certain Micah is there. Then level it. Do we have what we need to do that?
Potentate.
What?
The water in that glass, it's red.
Not again.
It is blood, Excellence.
Someone, anyone, get Ben Judah off the air!
I will pray him off your work.
I will kill you if you do not shut up!
Mac, it's an earthquake or something. The ground's opening up. Look out!
Hang on!
Where'd the car in front of us go?
We're gonna stay put. All right. Nobody move. We're hanging over the edge of the biggest canyon I have ever seen.
The The ground's shifting!
Let me see if I can back out of here.
Here comes another squad car. They're stopping.
Sure hope we got road behind us.
They're getting out.
They're aiming, Mac.
All right, get down! Get down!
What happened?
Anybody hit? Everybody okay back there?
But okay!
They fired on us, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, but somehow...
Did they miss?
Not from that range.
Bullets must have ricocheted, but there's not a scratch on the truck. Oh, look, both those guys over there are... They look awfully dead to me. McCollum!
Mac, everything okay?
Yeah, Ray, yeah.
What's your location?
How about the Grand Canyon?
I don't follow.
Good idea not to.
Mac, you all right?
Yeah, Ray, except for almost driving my people into the netherworld. Looks like I'm gonna make it.
Sounds like you'll have a story.
Yeah, roger that.
I look forward to hearing it. In the meantime, can you see what's happening in the air over Jerusalem?
I guess I've been looking the other direction. I can hear it, though. Are they hitting anybody?
Only each other. My point is this. Keep your eyes peeled for falling aircraft.
Good, because I didn't have enough to do.
What good is a religion if you can't come up with some miracles, Leon?
Holiness, I called down fire on your enemy just yesterday.
Oh, you cooked a hapless woman with a big mouth.
But you are the object of our worship, Excellency. I pray to you for signs and wonders.
Well, I need a miracle, Reverend.
Excellency, you might consider this phone call somewhat miraculous.
While that infernal Ben Judah remains on the air, the only miracle is that either of you remain alive. So, thrill me. Huh? Hmm.
You recall we lost two prisoners in the United Mediterranean States recently.
Young people, yes.
Our investigation led to a peacekeeper named Jensen.
Yes, who you lost track of. What, have you found him?
You know how this Micah and his sidekick seemed to appear out of nowhere.
Well, get to the point!
The two were seen at the King David. We've combed both rooms they occupied. One contained a wallet that appears to belong to Jensen.
Why would he be foolish enough to leave his identification behind? It's clearly an attempt to mislead.
We're comparing with our international database fingerprints lifted from each room.
Suhail, there must be dozens of different people's fingerprints in a hotel room.
The predominant prints in the room trace to Chaim Rosenzweig.
What? The man who murdered me?
One and the same.
Well! Which do you think is Rosenzweig? The one in the robe or the one with the scarred face?
Excellency, the prints from the room of the scar-faced man do not lead to Peacekeeper Jensen. They match the prints of a former employee in your inner circle, your first media liaison.
Plank? Nonsense. He's confirmed dead.
My mistake. Your second media guy, but your first choice.
Williams?
Indeed, Williams.
We may be approximately the same height, but that voice, that look... I pardoned my attacker publicly.
And that protects him from whom?
Everyone.
Including yourself.
Excellent point, Suhail.
You yourself installed Walter Moon as Supreme Commander. That apparently didn't give him tenure. Permission to answer, sir.
Oh, yes, it is.
Akbar. Ben Judah is coming to Petra, Excellency. He just announced it.
All right, then. Delay Petra's destruction until his arrival.
And the blood problem is international.
Meaning?
Intelligence is telling me the waters of the sea are 100% blood.
Wonderful! Anything else?
I'm afraid so, Excellency. It appears we have a mole.
A mole? Where?
At the palace. And somehow connected with the plane.
How is it that you know this?
Jensen and Williams... In the last few moments, their files have disappeared from our central database since you and I began discussing it.
Quarantine this plane, Swain.
Yes, sir.
First we find the leak, then we use it to our advantage.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Desecration by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.